My second question is about divorce. Like in subcontinent, they consider three divorces three in one sitting. So I know it considered one. So if any case happens around me or someone asks me, so do I have a right to tell those couple as a student of knowledge that you can carry your relationship, it counts one? Or can they call in another country's caller and ask fatwa from there? Would it be right? Instead of preferring their own country's caller, their ulama take decision and give fatwa according to particular madhab, not from Quran and Sunnah.
Okay.
So please enlighten me in these issues.
I will answer you, inshallah. Now, in the subcontinent, and this is the case in some of the schools of thought, they consider three divorce in one sitting as three. And this was the case at the time of Umar, may Allah be pleased with him. In the beginning, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's time, three divorces were considered as one. So if a man tells his wife, you divorced, you divorced, you divorced, or I divorce you, I divorce you, I divorce you, this counts as one. Now, a lot of ambiguity takes place when people don't know the terminologies and the concept of divorce. So if someone tells his wife, and I get a lot of questions about this issue, I will divorce you soon. You deserve to be divorced. You will go to your family's house. This is abusive. This is trash talk. A real man does not say this. But sometimes he's cornered, and his wife is bullying him, and his only means of defense is to just threaten her. So the woman asks, am I divorced? And answers, no. The intention or what should be done in the future is not a divorce. A divorce is when he says, I divorce you, or he says it in the past tense, you are divorced. This is it. So at the time of the Prophet, this used to be considered as one. At the time of Abu Bakr, it used to be considered as one. In the beginning of the time of the reign of Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, it used to be considered as one. But later on, people started abusing the right to divorce. So Umar wanted to reprimand them, may Allah be pleased with him. And he said, okay, from now on, if you say three times to your wife, you're divorced, you're divorced, you're divorced, it's over. It's done. You cannot get back to her until she marries another man in a legit marriage, and he divorces her in a legit way, then you may remarry her again. So the difference between jurors and schools of thought is whether to apply this ruling or this ruling, and both are acceptable. Now for us as laymen, can we cherry pick and choose whatever suits us? So a couple in time of rage, or not even rage, in time of wanting to divorce, the man says to his wife, I divorce you, I divorce you, I divorce you. And after a couple of weeks, he regrets it, and he says to his wife, I revoke my divorce because it's only one divorce, I want you back. The wife knows the ruling, but she says, I don't want to see you anymore, and I want to get out of this marriage. And according to some jurors, this is three divorces. To the Hanafi, for example, according to the Hanafi school of thought, this is over. And in order for me to marry you again, I have to remarry another man. So they have a dispute. Now, in such cases, how to rule? Is it the father of the girl who has the judgment? Is it the man who gave the divorce? In such cases, this is only solved by going back to the Islamic court in your country. So in India, if there are 150 to 200 million Muslims, they must have a judicial entity that they refer to whenever they have problems with marriages, divorces, khul, separation, inheritance, and many more. This entity is responsible in solving such cases. But for a person to divorce his wife and then Googles the issue, he will definitely find loopholes for some scholars who went against the mainstream or even went against Quran and Sunnah unintentionally and gave a verdict that suits you but does not suit the community and the Muslim court. And this is what we are having at the moment, fatwa shopping. People keep on cherry picking whatever they want. So even if there is a consensus of scholars, they will find any Tom, Dick, or Harry somewhere, and they would choose whatever errors they made and consider this to breach and to nullify the consensus of scholars and follow that. This is un-Islamic. So therefore, Kalthum, when there is such a situation and there is a judicial entity like a Muslim court or Sharia board or an Islamic center that is authorized to give fatwa in such issues in India or in any other country, Muslims have to go there. It is not permissible for me, whenever I divorce my wife, for example, and then this is the third divorce and she is in her, she was in her menses. The four schools of thought say that divorce is active and correct. It is not permissible for me to go to Morocco, for example, or to the United States of America and look for a scholar who I know after Googling that he gives fatwa of the divorce not taking place. So I leave all the scholars in my country, in the Muslim world, in the Muslim League, and the whole nine yards. And I just go to a random sheikh who gives fatwa according to what I desire and what I want. This is not applicable, and Allah Azza wa Jalla knows best.